Huge demonstrations have been held in Washington, D.C. since Floyd's death on May 25th, and some popular landmarks, including the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, were defaced in the process, and it again raises the prospect of whether protesters could turn their focus to the monuments honoring the men deified by many Americans as symbols of everything the nation stands for, but who also owned slaves their entire lives. Could the towering Washington Monument or the nearby Jefferson Memorial, a neoclassic shrine encasing a bronze figure of Jefferson, face the same fate as statues of Columbus and Confederate generals? Could the faces on Mount Rushmore be chiseled off or the nation's capital renamed? Some have already started voicing their fears that the removal of Confederate states is a slippery slope that will lead to monuments to Washington and Jefferson being taken down. What happens when they demand under threat of violence that the Washington Monument be taken down? The Jefferson Memorial, Fox News host Laura Ingraham wrote in a post on Twitter last week. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean also questioned how far things could go. Columbus was terrible to indigenous people. A question worth examining is, how far do we go? No problem with Confederates, slave traders, plunderers. What do we do about Jefferson, Washington, Jackson? What about FDR, who denied entry to persecuted European Jews for a time, he tweeted. At a news briefing Wednesday defending Trump's decision not to rename military U.S. bases that are named for Confederate leaders, White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany asked, "Where do you draw the line? Should George Washington and Thomas Jefferson be erased from history?"